Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have...
And Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zoya Novitskaya.
Pyotr Ilyastovich.
And Kwame. Because we are doing a side quest.
Another mononym.
What?
Another mononym.
Yeah, I don't do well with...
Surnames.
Look, originally, this was going to be called Gabriels. So I think I deserve credit.
That was an observation, not an accusation.
Can we do a game with Gabriels one day?
It's a very okay. different tenor
like
of
the
game.
Name Gabriels.
Yeah.
But no, I have a whole game where all the characters are like that.
Still...
So you got Gabriels and
Stewin?
Yeah, or I was thinking Itchard Rattenborough.
Srinald Auchenegger.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Not, he's no. not a nature person.
He went outside. I didn't have a leg to stand on the pallet.
Also,
where did we leave off last session?
Yeah, sorry.
So, where we left off last session, I believe you encountered a manimal.
A manimal!
As a brief rundown for people, in case they are joining in this episode, we are all in the northern wastes of the campaign world. We are all investigating on a fool's errand, but a really well paid one, to go as far north you can and find a city that...
It's on an errand for a fool, not
Sorry,
a fool's errand.
Sorry, you know what? That is a fair point.
Also, I do just want to say, we're not assuming the gender of whoever it is we're dealing with. It's just Manimal was a really good portmanteau.
Yeah, them doesn't work. And so, as it stands, you have seen an enormous explosion in the distance, and it's taken you a few days to get there. And you are basically going to be there tomorrow morning, but your camp has been...
We found a huge section of flattened forest.
Indeed. Mm. And your camp is being investigated, interfered with in some way, by a manimal, who's now turned up. So with that in mind, technically, I need to ask... Do we go to initiative or do we not? This is kind of how.
And to be clear, I think both Pyotr and I are asleep.
That's as I understand
Kwame's
it.
Watch.
So what that comes down to then is, Kwame, are we going to push this to a like initiative thing, or are we going to just kind of... How do you want
to
do this?
Kwame is going to investigate.
Okay.
But, not initiate combat. He's just going to be like, all right.
So as in, like, literally just saying hello?
Yeah, Kwame's not going to stealth it, but he's also not going to charge. He's just going to walk normally, like a normal person.
And approach.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, then, they back out and start to leave. They aren't fleeing, but they are leaving. They're trying to make sure
waves.
That you don't get any closer.
Okay. And then, if there's no response to a wave, Kwame says, you can come closer.
They are disappearing off into the rugged forest landscape.
Okay. Kwame swears in Wolvish.
How's it sound? Okay. So do you return to watch? Do you wake the others?
No, just continues watching. It's like, well, not doing any harm.
Okay. In that case, the rest of your watch passes uneventfully.
Okay. I will tell Zoya about the near myth.
So I would like to give you a physical description now, beyond manimal, if I may.
Yes, good. That would actually be useful, yeah.
So, in terms of sort of description, the size of a large bear.
That's quite large.
Mm-hmm. With insufficient fur. Like, you know, like a bear is, you know, fur head to toe. This is more like a furred back, furred arms, furred hands, but like a more humanoid torso.
Darn Yeti.
Sort of a gorilla style.
Yeah,
pattern.
Yeah, actually, in terms of like, ooh, in terms of hairstyle, as it were. Yeah, it's a bear with
a coiffured gorilla.
A large bear walks into a barber shop and says, give me a gorilla. And the barber's like, I got you covered, mate. That's what
the barber
is.
Goes, gorilla? I hardly know her.
And thus, bizarrely, yeah, if we just take, you know those like internet things where it's like, bear, gorilla, image merge.
Oh, like the Pokemon fuser.
Yeah, that basically. That's the best description I can give you. But yeah, opposable thumbs.
Yeti.
And it has kind of feet things. It does have a Yeti sort of Bigfoot kind of vibe.
Okay.
Although I think Yetis in this system are slightly larger if it's like a pure Yeti.
Oh, I'm talking about real world. Like
real Yetis.
Colour of
none
fur?
Of these fake Yetis. Oh, colour of fur.
You wouldn't be able to tell. It's dark. You're using dark vision.
And because it's overcast, you wouldn't have enough, so you got monochrome.
Fair enough.
Okay. There is nothing I can do mechanically.
Right, what shade of grey? Genuinely, if it was white, it would be white. For brown, it would probably be. It's
a mid grey tone.
Okay.
Charcoal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I say to Zoya... Okay.
I will keep an eye out.
Yeah. The bear man came back.
Interesting that it's just observing us and not really... maybe I tried Russian yesterday. What did you try?
What did I try? I think French was the first language I learned, so I would have tried French.
Okay. I might try Mongolian if we see it again. It's the most... Probably the closest civilized, traditionally civilized area that this individual may have come into contact with. Or it speaks something completely different, so we have no chance, but I'll give Mongolian a go if I see them again.
I'll try Druidic next time.
Keep trying until we get a response.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you taking your watch?
Yep.
Perception check, please.
I rolled last game and rolled the... I can't remember
yes,
the number,
yes,
but I rolled
did.
The same
yes,
as
you did. Yes, you did.
I rolled 23.
I probably rolled a 19 then, I think.
Midway through your watch, it becomes apparent to you that you are being observed, but whatever, is significantly further away. So they're not, like, invading the camp.
Yeah.
They are further away, but... You get the sense that you're being observed again.
In which case, I am not going to walk up to it, them.
You have no idea. They may not even be sentient.
Sure, okay. Still going to go with them.
Sure.
I'm not going to walk up to them. I am going to look at them, very much look in their direction, and say, like, not yell. So I don't really want to wake up these people.
Especially with Mr. I'm ready for a fight over here.
Yeah.
Sword in hand.
But I will call out in a volume that I'm aware that they would probably be able to hear, in Mongolian. Can we help you?
You get no response.
We'd be interested in talking if you wanted to. No?
No movement. No effort to move away, no effort to move closer.
In which case, I'm going to get some of the deer,
a
small
sure.
part, and just kind of put it at the edge of the camp, sort of where they would approach from, and then go back to where I was and just leave it.
Okay.
See what happens.
He doesn't approach or move away, which actually is a change because previously they've been moving away.
Okay.
When it comes to the dawn, they seem to hunker down a bit more, so they're not poised in a tree talking. Ah! they seem to hunker down a bit, but with you in sight but at a distance.
Okay. And morning, I'm not going to do anything.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine. In which case, morning breaks.
Are they still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Can we see any more details now?
Everyone, give me perception checks.
Okay.
Because they're still a decent distance away.
18.
16.
22.
Okay. With the 16, in terms of colouring, very, very. You know what? I'd go so far as to say black. Colouring in the fur. With a darker shade of skin underneath. Definitely a humanoid torso. We're talking like, I don't mean to say like ripped, but like, you know, pectorals.
What's abs?
Abs, that's, I've read about them.
Stupid sexy yeti.
Don't start this.
My trick is I never stopped.
Humanoid hands, apparently humanoid feet. Quite a more humanoid face than you might be expecting, but quite heavy in the snout.
Okay, is this basically looking like a ripped gorilla the size of a bear?
The snout's wrong.
Okay.
Is it more ursine? It is a... Yeah, it...
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to put ursine gorilla in the right way, but that...
I mean, that... Okay.
It's unusual. None of you have had any... Actually, I shouldn't say that. If people want to give me knowledge checks, you'd be able to... Like, you'd be looking at, like, knowledge history or knowledge nature.
I'll take a history. See if I've heard any stories about...
I'll take a nature.
No, no.
15.
An 11.
15, 11.
Yeah.
Anything?
I've got a nature, but I feel like you're...
No, that's probably the bit I'm slightly weaker on.
Okay. Oh, 20. Yeah,
there you go. Natural or...
No, okay. Unnatural.
So, unfortunately for Zoya... You've not really run into this as a thing.
So no one's been here to tell stories about them.
That's the thing. For all you know, there could be an entire city of these people. In terms of Piotr, your instinct says, how do I put it? It's more likely to have been a person and become an animal than become an animal that becomes a person, just because there are more ways for it to go one way than the other. For
can I, with that knowledge nature, can I tell herbivore, carnivore, omnivore?
Carnivore.
Oh.
For Kwame specifically, you think you might know what this is, and you think it might be an extremely rare disease.
Oh, can I? I'm going to do detect poison / disease.
You can do that.
Okay, I don't
know
how it works.
What's the okay, you need to look up the range of that. That's what I need
says
to know.
Somewhere
it'll be in your spell list somewhere.
Range self 30 foot sphere.
Oh, okay.
So you would need to be within 30 feet of them, and then you would be able to cast that spell and know.
Can I sneak closer?
Yep. Don't ask, tell.
I sneak closer.
Give me a stealth check in that case.
I've never done this before in my life.
Hey, have you? There was a character. Oh,
no, Helen's never played Fifth Ed.
No, yeah, you're right. Sorry, yeah, you're right.
Okay, I think that I might be okay at sneaking.
Yeah, you might be.
Yeah. Oh. Mm. I got a 10.
They could be worse at seeing.
True.
They are not. They see you approaching, and then they start to back away and maintain the distance they are, which, by the way, is more than 100 feet.
Okay.
Like, it's a decent distance.
What?
Any more interactions with the creature overnight?
Well, I tried to leave them some food, but they didn't come for it. What was that?
I think they have a disease.
Really?
I think they're ill.
And
what makes you think that?
Experience.
You have... Okay. So, I can give you a bit more detail.
You
have heard of disease. You've never encountered it, and you don't know anyone that has. This is more like story of story kind of things, like... Almost urban legend style.
Still can't six days.
There are diseases where people can, you know, transform from one shape to another, and sometimes it can be full transformation.
A form of lycanthropy.
Yeah, so there can be things where it's like, you know, werewolves are a thing. Not many people realise that the way that disease can look, they don't always have to be a full wolf. Like, the disease doesn't just, you're a wolf. There's more to it than that. It's a lot more nuanced, and most people don't realise that. They kind of think it's just, oh no, evil wolf person.
In which case, should we try and, you know, get them and see if we can do anything for them?
I mean, not get them.
Well, I mean, if
they have not responded to language.
Yes, but if they're diseased, then they could pose a threat if we don't know.
You know that most of these types of diseases, the person can start to lose senses of themselves and so on. Aww. Under certain conditions. So the one that everyone knows, is the werewolf one of, you know, full moon, you turn into a wolf. As a disease, way more complicated than that. Way, way more complicated than that. And there are multiple ways it can manifest, and it could be that this person's lost self. It could be that they never had it to begin with. I mean, this is a hunch. It's not a it's not a guarantee.
I feel like leaving meat out for them is best way to potentially initiate friendliness.
Well, I'm reasonably confident that I could outrun them. So, you know, if we need to track them down, then maybe you could, Kwame, maybe you could. Ashley, quick OC thing. Have you turned into a wolf before?
Within the last 6 months?
Are you calling guys? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You guys will, like, if I'm.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
If I want to go and, like, properly take something down.
It's just a thing. It's just a thing that Kwame does.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sometimes Kwame is a wolf.
Well, if. Maybe Kwame, you become a wolf, and that might help. Well, at least outstrip it or gain its confidence.
I feel like the creature at the moment is interested in us, and we have not been hostile. It seems sensible not to become hostile if we wish to potentially communicate with it.
I'm not.
Is this disease contagious?
That is a concern.
Yes.
Yeah. It is not airborne. It is. It depends. It's very thing. What you suspect is that it's probably touch based. Mm. You probably shouldn't be touching it. Mm.
Could be scratch or bite.
It could be scratch or bite. It could be like fluid transfer. It could be touch. You don't know. There's too many variations.
Could be by the oral fecal route. Who knows?
Sorry.
You know it's not airborne. I said the word fluid. Is that what it is? Yeah, I thought it was.
Werewolf STIs. Okay, all right.
Or werewolf cholera.
Yeah.
It's not airborne. That's what you know.
Okay.
But
okay.
All the others are up for grabs.
So it is contagious, but we are in no danger as long as we don't touch it.
Ah, then perhaps best to stay away from it.
Yeah, in which case that sounds more sensible. We'll be careful with it, and if it comes at us, then we might have to deal with it.
But the next time it comes close, I will try and decide for sure.
Okay.
That would be helpful, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, if it approaches in our watch, we should wake you up.
I think that would be best, yes.
Okay.
Strike camp and continue, then?
I think so. We still have an explosion to find.
Yes, very well.
So, you press on. You strike camp easily. The rain hasn't really let up. There's definitely a slight risk of flooding, so you are going to be taking appropriate measures. I'm not going to be getting a survival roll because it's not at the stage where it's like do or die. It's just sensible things, you know. Let's not head down that ravine. It's not rocket science. So as you're heading along,
no, it's rock science.
So as you continue along, you suddenly breakthrough from tree cover. Bear in mind, this is an uninhabited landscape, so there are, like, although the nature of the trees means there's not a huge amount of undergrowth, because, you know, I happen to know the trees in this area of the world often poison the undergrowth. That's the way they work.
Really?
Yeah, they drop, like, needles and so on, and it kills stuff.
Wow.
But anyway, long story short, there are the occasional bushes. You break out to no more forest, where there should be forest.
To flattened trees? Or?
Yes. Okay. So you break out to completely flattened trees. It basically has like a line, and then there's a few broken on this edge, but it's not a gradual, it just forest stops being forest and starts being destruction,
like Isengard.
The visibility, in terms of visibility, it's still poor. It's both raining and there's still a surprising amount of dust in the air, given that it's raining, that should improve his ability. There is no heat. There is no smoke. So there's no signs of fire.
Is there a smell?
It's a good question. Give me a perception check.
Ooh. Natural one. We're still in my favourite terrain, so that's a 10 total.
So, everyone give me a perception check because you all actually have enough experiences to potentially notice what's going on.
Natural 20.
12.
Oh, and capping out to a 22. But a natural.
So, there is... You kind of preempted the description, which isn't a bad thing. Yeah, there's a scent on the wind that is blowing from the destruction towards you. It is a really heavy scent of like animal and sort of sickness, almost like gangrene, but it's on the air, it's on the wind. For you specifically,
ick bomb.
For you specifically, Zoya, it smells like, again, it's got a kind of bear quality to it. Specifically, in terms of like, it's not overpowering, it's not like, but you are literally, you know, you sniff the wind waiting for the smell of smoke and you get sick bear.
Smells like a rotting bear.
I concur. Unpleasant.
I'm going to try and detect magic again since we're near ground zero.
I have forgotten one detail actually that I should give you before we press on. As you struck camp, did you leave the meat or not?
No, I ate it.
You ate it? Okay, cool. That's fine. I just needed to know
I cooked it and ate it. I didn't just... but yeah.
I just needed to know that. That was all. Okay, cool. So, press on. What were you saying?
I'm going to detect magic since we're closer to the actual point of the explosion, so it might be. So I detect magic, so unless I have to beat any DCs.
High level of background, higher than it was.
Do I glow?
A little bit.
Of what colour?
You tell me.
No, I need to know the score.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. It is basically rainbow in that case.
Okay, so it's sort of like shifting patterns. There's just
There isn't a strong school. It's not like there's a necromantic vibe or anything.
Okay.
There's just a lot of background, so you're getting a bit of shimmer going on.
Generally quite magical.
Can I use speak with plants?
Yes.
Trees are like, oh, it was awful.
Oh, it stinks.
And I fell over.
I don't know if this actually applies. I assume it applies only to living plants.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise certainly.
Otherwise
wait, speak with dead and speak with plants. Plant necromancy. Look, if you can speak with a plant, it's got a sort of spirit or intelligence.
Would that combination allow you to speak with, like, a table that had been carved out of a tree?
Send me back!
Okay, I'm going to give you the description because this works quite nuanced.
What, speaks with plants?
Yeah, so
it's got like different
so
effects.
I'm just going to read it out. I don't normally
does it have
go into
a bunch of writing.
I don't normally go into this detail, but it has quite a bunch. So, you imbue plants within 30 feet of you with limited sentience and animation, giving them the ability to communicate with you and follow your simple commands. You can question them about events within the spell's area within the past day, gaining information about the creatures that have passed, weather, and other circumstances. You can also use it to change... Like, I'm starting to paraphrase a little bit. You can use it to change terrain, so you can basically say, please...
That was why
move.
That was why I took it, yeah.
Yeah. And similarly, you can go, I don't like this person. Please be difficult to them, and they will. If a plant creature's in the area, you can literally, like, speak with it. So that's where it's like a kind of like a...
Ah.
If it's a bit more monstrous-y or something, you could literally natter with it. Oh, you could also convince plants to unrestrain people.
Oh.
So if someone's caught in a bush, you could be like, let them go, and they'll be like, you... but you're not in full conversation mode. It's more like a series of impressions within the last day. Otherwise, they don't have a memory. That's how it works.
Damn, I didn't know it was only within the last day.
Still, maybe worth giving a go.
Yeah,
I mean, you will use a spell slot, but you know.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
Okay, cool. So in that case, then you don't need to do DCs or anything. It's a passive effect upon you. The best way we can do this is pick what you're going to ask. There's, like I said, there are some shrubberies around, and there's also like big trees. Yes, I know. I know shrubbery is a funny word.
It is. It is. I like trees.
Insert obligatory Monty Python joke here.
In addition, if you tell me what you want to ask, I will just translate it. It's not a case of you going, hey, what'd you see? But you know what I mean? Like, I will translate it in a way that will give you some info at least.
I would like to ask if anything...
Tree
weird.
Or shrub, they have different experiences of life.
Tree.
Okay.
Because it's tall.
You could do one then the other if you really want.
I mean, yeah.
Everyone in a 30-foot radius.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
I mean, basically, that's what the spell says.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I will ask all the plants in a 30-foot radius if they've seen anything weird lately and if it's dangerous.
You get a series of impressions. It's almost more emotional than it is verbal.
Oh, emotional plants.
Pain.
No, really?
Great destruction.
Oh.
New cold. Ooh. Rain. Many animals, many birds. Predator. And...
Wait, like the predator.
I cover myself in mud.
Damn it! Drop just let weapons. Them use their special abilities, Brent! And in addition, change is a big impression. Mm. Big change, 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 change.
Yep.
I mean, the trees.
Yeah, but I really like that spell.
I think it's great. And for what it's worth, you're using it right.
I know.
But
I play game well. Okay.
Me, I make druid good.
Yeah. I was born to be a druid. Okay. Kwame says there have been the trees say that this is very different, so we know this isn't a
normal?
Well, it's not a regular occurrence, I think.
I hope not.
Glad to hear that.
Well, like, a wildfire would be...
That's a good point. The seasonal, explosion, we're in a weird part of the world, so
yes.
This could be.
So
you have heard of trees exploding from the cold?
Thanks, memory.
Same.
Shake my head silently. Intrusive thought out of there.
They say that it's the cold is new, which is...
Well, that is what we observed also. The ash and dust in the sky seem to affect the weather.
But it's specifically unseasonal.
Yes, yes.
And it's new for the trees, which again means this is something very...
weird.
Specific.
I'm a big fan of this, like, heavily stoic and calm group. Real nice change of pace. Yeah, it's great. I'm genuinely enjoying the change. It's lovely.
And lots of animals ran away, and there is a big, one singular big predator, it sounds like.
Mm.
Which I think is our friend.
Potentially. Although I want to see what the source of this smell is.
Yes.
We should find that
unless
out.
Was it a large animal that exploded?
would have to be very large. I know,
well, but that's... Yes, but we're getting rotting bear. And then this?
I suppose it's possible.
I'm just going with the evidence that I'm seeing. I mean, I'm not saying that's it, but right now that's...
Full Galaxy Quest. He turned inside out, then exploded.
This is why I want to go in.
I think we should proceed. The plants have confirmed what we thought, but not anything that would put us off proceeding.
Well, if nothing recently changed.
Yes.
I mean, recently, not.
You also know that you're due a check-in with Phoebe, by the way, within the next 24 hours, because it's been a week since the last one. It took you a while to get here, remember?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to dampen a rag, tie it around my face to block some of the smell, and then head on.
Do the same after seeing Piotr do it.
I don't bother. Fair enough. A bear is a bear.
You huff it like a fine aroma.
Kwame, corpse sommelier.
I'm getting notes of fur.
It's like Night Eyes, right? He always loved rancid meat, and you're a wolf. Oh my god, I might have broken Helen by mentioning Night Eyes, guys. I'm sorry.
Is this some kind of Watership Down thing?
No.
That's where I went with it.
Animorphs?
It's Robin Hobb's books.
Ah,
and
okay.
The main character
has
a wolf
buddy.
Right.
And
but
I
now
love
you
him.
Are the wolf buddy.
I am both.
Yeah, you are the protagonist and the protagonist's wolf sidekick.
Yeah. Oh no, the wolf is definitely the wiser of the two.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, so you're the wolf protagonist and their human sidekick.
Oh, yes.
They're good books.
They're so good.
So, we carry on.
Other books are available.
So you start heading into the destruction, okay? Everyone give me a perception check, please.
Am I still in favoured terrain?
Oh, no.
Technically, no, actually.
Yeah, fair.
I'll surround you.
We can use our passive perception if you want to.
Not yet, because I know you are actively having a look around.
That is fair. 7.
Uh-huh.
8.
21.
Okay. What I will do, though, is ask what people's passive perception is, because if it's lower than...
Funny you should ask. 12.
Okay, cool.
16.
And
also 16.
So you rolled...
21.
21. Okay, cool. So we're looking at, like, the 16s and the 21s.
Although I assume my passive perception would be 19 in my favoured terrain, because the bonus would still apply,
yeah, it would.
Probably.
Okay, cool. So as you are heading along, I'm going to give you some details. So in terms of the trees and so on, no scorch marks, no scrape marks. What you are seeing is sheer blunt force, maybe some kind of shock wave or something similar. But as you continue walking, it becomes ready that the main reason that most of the trees are falling over here is they just got hit by other trees. It's not a, it doesn't seem like you haven't seen trees shatter. They've not exploded. It's not like a pressure wave has come through and blown things
out.
It's
more of a domino effect.
Yeah, it's more like something's pushed stuff aside almost, as in like just trees have hit other trees. Again, landslide's the best comparison I can give you. Mm. It's not that there's been a shock, it's just things have moved. And definitely, as far for all of you, the closest comparison is landslide. You have entered an area with less animals, but it's not completely none. It's mostly birds at this point.
From how big the zone of effect is, well, that's a question, actually. Can we see the edges of it? Is it circular? Can we work that out?
Your visibility is too poor because of the rain and because of the dirt.
It's not
what
in the shape of the damp footprint.
It disappears off to one side.
That's where I was going.
It disappears off to the other.
Sure, we're in a flat plane of
unfortunately, yeah. It's still quite rugged. However, it's actually flatter than it should be, and you're realising that quite a lot of rocks and stones have been shifted.
Does it feel like the earth has been torn up, or most of this has been above ground?
So, first one, then the other. As you're walking into it, again, there was a day's walk from this here to the centre and so on, by your estimation. As you're heading along, at first, all surface. It, genuinely, it looks like someone's picked up a bunch of trees and thrown them at other trees en masse. A tree riot has happened. However, as you continue inwards, it becomes clear that the earth has been more disturbed and so on. In fact, to your eye, specifically, Pjot, you get the impression that something, maybe more than one thing has happened. Because if it was one big thing, you'd expect a different layout. It's more like maybe a few things have happened. And given the distances involved, the only reason you're even aware of this is an enormous dust cloud and a bit and that noise. Mm. So it could have been actually something that was going on for a while and none of you would have noticed. I don't mean like months, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm. Something big, but maybe not instant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to press on if you guys are.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we as a party press on.
You also notice, Pjot, specifically that you are being tailed by
the thing.
The
still.
Thing.
Sure.
It's maintaining that same sort of, let's call it a respectful distance, a healthy distance.
100-ish, you said?
It's maybe a bit further now that you're walking because it falls behind and catches up again, between 100 and 200 at any one time. However, it's rarely at 200 because visibility is so low. It's keeping you in sight. Mm. And visibility is between about 100 and 200, so that's where you are. So as you continue into the mist and into the dark and towards the increasingly strong smell of, let's say, rotting bear, we'll take a break and be back in a couple of minutes.
Gross.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And welcome back. So, you continue for a few more hours. The smell is growing increasingly strong, and the ground is growing more broken up. And to all of you at this point, it's clear that something has happened to actively tear it up.
So, does it seem disturbed, like there has been a fight on a massive scale, or is it a blast? Like, is it radial? Like, what's the sort of destruction?
It looks like... You know what? It looks like an massively huge combine harvester has come through and just chucked huge chunks of the earth around.
Okay, is there any system or...
There doesn't appear to be.
Okay, interesting. Sure. So it's chaotic.
It doesn't make much sense. You also notice...
Have either of you ever seen...
A battlefield?
No, I was thinking sometimes... The mines, when they are digging up the metal or coal, they release gas. Once or twice I see aftermath of a mining explosion, where the gas released in the mining process explode on the ground. It's starting to look like this.
Actually,
to me.
Yeah, in terms of like look, that's a fair description.
So you're thinking something from underneath blew this up?
It's starting to seem that way, maybe, but hard to
maybe
be certain.
A gas deposit called fire?
Everyone give me a knowledge nature at this point. Knowledge history is going to be no good.
Yep, that's fair.
21.
19.
14.
21, 19, 14. It's as good a guess as any. Hmm? There's just not enough info.
Hard to be certain, well, but it doesn't explain...
The smell of rotting bear.
Yes, very strange still.
Which is growing... ever stronger, beyond the realms of normal.
Sure.
As in, like...
An animal shouldn't
give
off
this. It's gone from there's a smell on the wind to there's a smell everywhere.
Mm.
It's as if you're being surrounded by a group of...
Smelly bears.
I'm going to detect
magic again. I've got loads of these.
The same setup. It's a little bit higher than it was before. It's not spiked or anything like that. Same layout, same setup. No.
Sure, that probably looks really spooky. Me glowing in the mist,
in the rain. Yeah.
If I turn into a wolf, am I going to be able to track the smell better?
Yes.
I would like to turn into a wolf.
Very well.
Yeah.
So, as a druid, you can turn into a wolf for a few hours a day.
Yeah.
And you can do that more than once a day, but you do need to sort of rest to recharge your druid.
Yes, I believe
power?
It's 3 hours twice a day.
What does your wolf look like?
Presumably be a dire wolf, then, if you're level 6.
I don't know what a dire wolf looks like, apart from Game of Thrones.
Is a wolf as big?
I mean...
Oh, all right, then.
That.
I look like...
It wouldn't have to be white. It can be a different type of wolf. But, yeah, in terms of scale, it'd be that.
Okay, I look like Robb Stark's wolf.
Excellent.
Except not headless.
Grey.
#spoilers.
Oh. Okay. Big.
I assume anyone who cares has seen it. I mean.
I care. I've also seen it and forgotten.
I will never, ever forget that shot at all.
Fair enough.
Big grey wolf, slightly savage looking.
Understood. Can you please
any
wait?
Any cool scars?
None that you can see.
Okay.
Got fur.
Scars will cut through fur.
Really?
Well, it depends on the scale.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, like, super bad. I'm just wondering.
Nah.
Cool.
What happens to my clothes, though?
They all are basically magically sort of suspended. It's all just, you're just a wolf.
Okay.
It's fine. The system does the admin for you. Don't worry about that.
I was checking if like, somebody else leaving just like a
pen. Oh, no. That class feature would be rubbish if you had to worry about like your
no,
stuff.
No, it just gets absorbed into you and out again.
Okay.
I think even in 5th Ed, there is a very, very specific magical item which allows you to still have all of the benefits while you're changed, but everything else is just gone.
Yeah. Okay.
Just think of it as put temporarily into a nice little locker for you, and then when you turn back, you can take it back out of the locker.
All right.
Could you please give me a perception check with advantage? Ooh. So you roll it twice, and then tell me which is the highest.
Okay. Yeah, that's a 20.
I mean, they're both fine rolls. So.
Yeah. So I rolled 2 15s.
Okay. Which one would you like to take?
That one. Plus my perception makes 21.
21, cool. The smell is overpowering with you as a wolf. Not like you're not going to be making saves, but the place reeks of it. Also, to your nose, it doesn't reek of it from over there.
Mm.
A big smelly bear's been here.
Ah.
It's not just that it's coming from there. It's stronger over there. A big smelly bear has been all over this place. Stinks of it. It's like it's rolled itself up against literally the entire world.
This is such a funny image, sorry.
It's absolutely everywhere, but it's really, really clear that there is still an active smell emanating from that way because of the direction of the wind, even through the rain. It's really strong and obvious to you.
Okay, I turn around as a wolf. I didn't tell either of you that I was about to do this or why. Right. I turn around.
As a wolf.
Look at you really meaningfully as a wolf can.
Yeah.
Like...
That's quite mean.
And then I trot towards wherever the stronger active smell is.
Look at Piotr and be like, yeah.
We nod and follow.
Go ahead.
So you continue, and as you do so, it becomes really clear that, yeah, you're definitely heading in the right direction. And to both of you, it's becoming overpowering to the point where, for you as a wolf, over the course of the next hour...
We've still got our rags, at
but
least.
But as a wolf, you do not. Over the course of the next hour, it's... potent.
Yeah.
You're drawing near fort save territory to just whoa.
Yeah. I keep going.
I will get like a rag and just go, eh?
Aw. I will sit still while you tie it on because I don't have a postable.
Wet it and tie it around Kwame's face.
It helps, but it's a little uncomfy. Wolves aren't a huge fan of things being on.
Yeah, our heads are different shapes.
Exactly.
I tie it like I've got a longer rag.
It's good enough and it takes the edge off.
Aw.
But as you continue, all of you notice that obviously it's raining and it's horrible terrain. The reason that you can even get this, and I'm not making you do checks, is ranger, druid, and barbarian with like extra skills in this area.
Professional, not giving a crap person.
Basically, yes. So as a result, I'm just kind of skipping difficult terrain.
Yeah.
Be glad.
We probably all have class abilities that allow us to ignore it.
Very,
I certainly do.
We all have very similar things.
I'm probably having to help you a bit.
Although I do move at 40 foot, so...
Yeah.
Literally, it's all balancing out.
Yeah.
So it's come out in the wash, which is great. It is difficult terrain, in case it comes up.
Sure.
Whatever. So as you are continuing, though, you all notice that, yes, there's puddling in the water, but also there is a very slight incline which has become clear, and the incline is leading down towards where you're going. And a gradual, like, we're not talking like we were on a hill and it's continuing, like the earth is deformed.
The plot is thickening.
It's
good.
It's feeling more like an underground explosion somehow, isn't it?
Yeah, something's collapsed.
My class feature that allows me to ignore difficult terrain says your group.
Yep.
Difficult terrain does not slow your group's
it's
travel.
It's because you are basically doing the work for them. Yeah. Rangers, if they're doing their thing, are
really good.
Good.
Yeah.
Can everyone please give me a separate perception check? You can get advantage, Helen.
Rolling perception.
Unnatural 20.
This is a two-episode build.
17.
Yep.
22.
Mm-hmm.
17. 20. Unnatural.
Okay, cool. Kwame... you think you hear a very, very subtle rumbling further up ahead.
I do that thing that dogs, maybe wolves do this as well, but I point, you know, like, woo!
Like, well, it's still squirrel. You in there, so you can, if you want to point like that, you just can.
Okay, I do a point.
Excellent.
And then I carry on trotting.
I mean, also, you have a human intelligence, so you could just point with your paw because you do understand about direction. If yeah, we point somewhere, you won't look at the end of our finger.
True.
Unless you want to, of course.
You might bite it, though, but that's just because it's funny.
Minus one intelligence.
You're still not as silly as a dog.
Okay.
So, as you all press on, the rain is continuing, unfortunately. A large shape becomes visible at the edge of your sort of visibility. And by large, I mean about two stories tall, something like that. It is very angular, and it is not sort of straight. So it's not like vertically up like a building, and it's not like horizontal. It's wonky.
It's a lump.
And it's a big angular lump, and it's right at the edge of your vision. And the reason I'm telling you now is I figured you might not want to just walk up and go, hmm. Yeah. But it's big. It's like building sized.
In terms of the... I know you said it's wonky, but in terms of like the base shape, is it more... Is it more spherical or more prism-ish?
It looks,
prismatic means something different.
No. It has more of the shape that you would expect of a prism, by which you mean it has a vaguely geometric.
But what I mean is essentially it has clearly one dimension which is biased over the other two, would make something a prism as opposed to a sphere.
Or are you trying to say like it's got more crystalline form?
Is it like someone's dropped a block of something?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the best description I can give you. However, it's a complex shape.
Yeah. Okay.
This isn't like plain sides or anything like that. It is a very complex shape that's right at the edge of your vision, and I'm just going to go and say one of you called a stop.
Big lump of aliens.
Yeah. This, or big lump of flint.
Yeah. This is certainly something out of the ordinary. I'm very interested to see what it proves to be.
Right, I think maybe weapons out for this, but...
Very well.
I'm not going back when we've seen something, at least on this trip. And we should keep an eye on our friend.
Still seems to be following
us.
But just make sure they don't approach.
Seems way more wary than before.
Oh.
And not of you.
Also, why does this smell like a bear?
Oh, yeah, stinks.
This doesn't look like a bear.
I mean, rotting flesh give off certain gases. Maybe something in common with mining gases. I do not understand.
Well,
but I do know if it mining gases, we should avoid sparks. Might be flammable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go in and have a look. That was a yes, right?
Yeah, I'm in the lead, so yeah.
Okay.
That was a yes, right?
I think that was a yes.
I think so. Keep going.
You all approach. Are you approaching stealthily or not?
No, I think carefully, but not stealthily.
Yeah, wary and stealth aren't the same. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
As you approach, the shapes grow increasingly complicated. This isn't a rock, for instance. Okay. You're like, what on earth? And then the mist clears enough and the rain parts just long enough for you to see what it is. A large stone building with cornicing, with windows and so on, is plumped at like a 45-degree angle, seemingly randomly, in the middle of empty, decimated tree land.
Well, blow me down. The old man might be right.
No, this building came from elsewhere,
surely. One building,
surely.
By the way. Nothing.
It could be the entrance to something. Or a building fell from the sky.
I'm not saying either is plausible.
I'm saying one is definitely more plausible than the other.
The spell summon building has been developed.
Building swarm.
Let's have a look. Mm. I just hope it's not full of dead bears. Go up to the building?
Yeah.
Is there an entrance or some form of aperture?
There's what seems to be a chunk of front door.
I will open
it's a wonky, and it's like half submerged in the dirt.
Is it on wood or stone? Actually, knowledge history. What culture is this from? It's going to be Rome.
Oh, nice.
It's
going to
be Rome. Oh, stupid dice. I mean, it might be easy. 13.
You have literally no idea.
Stupid dice.
The architecture. The architecture doesn't even have a similarity to anything else that you can really draw as a reference.
It's Rome. It's always Rome.
Aliens.
Okay, so in terms of, it's a building that is, let's say, roughly twice the size of a, like, average-sized detached house. Okay?
Okay.
It is plonked at a dodgy angle.
Yeah.
You can get in via the actual front door, but bear in mind that with sloped ceilings and stuff, you're going to be crawling and messing around.
Bottom line.
Yeah, I think we
is
should...
Is there, like, plumbing poking out the bottom? Is it...
I think we should walk around it and examine.
Has it been ripped up?
Cool.
Does it
so
look like a
mine? Give me an investigate.
Yeah. So does it look like a Lego house that you've kind of picked up?
Give me an investigate.
An action investigate. Yeah, we've all got investigate.
Yeah.
There is no concept of untrained skills because it's simple.
I've got a -1 to investigate.
I've got a 0.
I've got a 1 and I rolled a 3.
So we've got a 3.
6.
6.
14.
You know what's happened? Someone's dropped a building. No, to be specific, it doesn't have plumbing or anything like that. It does appear to be an older style of build. You know, so think more medieval, less like dungeon punk, which is where a lot of this campaign is.
So it seems like a castle thing.
Yeah, it's kind of oldie. You have no idea as to its function because it's been heavily deformed by, it looks to have been, dropped. So, like, the bottom has just, like, crunched in on itself.
Does it look like natural forest ground underneath it that has been destroyed?
To all intents and purposes, it looks like someone's dropped a building here.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I can't give you any other way.
The person who actually rolled okay on the check is the same?
That's them giving you that info.
Oh. We're like... building.
The building fell from the sky. I said that's impossible. Right. It just seems weird, but okay.
Let's go inside and see if there's anything special about this building.
There's no sign of people around here. Oh, I activate my thing again. Primeval awareness. Sense any aberrations, celestials, dragons, elementals, fey, fiends, or undead present within 1 mile of you.
Yep. You detect...
I don't get an exact location. It doesn't. The description is a little limited in terms of what I get, but I assume I get roughly distance?
None of any of them. In fact, for this region that you've been travelling through for the last few months, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Because normally you'd expect a couple of maybe minor aberrations kicking around at a distance, you know, because it has weird effects on people. Yeah. Nothing.
Hmm.
Oh, sorry. Did it include beasts? Or is it just...
No.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It has to be at least, in some way, at least unnatural.
No.
Interesting.
I cannot sense the presence of any unnatural creatures nearby. Hmm. Not a guarantee, but at least a possible.
Good. Well...
uninhabited.
We could have a clear exploration. Kwame, you're smaller than us right now, so...
Shall we open the door for you?
Oh!
Again, I'm assuming that's a yes. Open the door for Kwame.
Okay. I'm so distressed by how you're holding your laptop. I was like, oh my god, you're going to drop it, it's going to hurt.
It's fine, stop it! It's just a thing.
It is just a thing, but it's really expensive.
It's not that expensive, specifically not.
Anyway. Okay, so, you head inside?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Give me a perception check with advantage, please.
Yeah, I'll do a little sniff. Look at me. That's 24.
Okay, cool. So heading inside. First, it's very difficult to get around.
Mm.
Because, again, someone's dropped a building. All the ground floor's kind of smooshed up a bit and there's, like, detritus everywhere. Quite a decent amount of stone and so on. You also notice once you're inside, it might be a lot of stone on the outside. It's mostly timber on the inside. Okay. It isn't stone through and through. It's actually quite a lot of wood. It has stuff in it. So it's not completely abandoned. It seems to have, like, what appear to be, like, some very, very heavily decayed and torn, like, tapestry on the wall of some kind. Mm. It's very, very, like, it's ruined, basically, by the elements. It's you can't really discern anything. Additionally, it looks like there might have been a table in here at some point, completely smashed. Everything in here appears extremely old and extremely damaged by the elements.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to guess what the function of this room was. You can head further in if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to do a thorough exploration.
In which case, can you give me an investigation check on your own, please?
Oh, no.
If Kwame's been gone for a little while and there's no obvious sounds of distress, I think we should follow in.
It is obvious where Kwame is, by the way, because there's breaks in the walls, there's windows that are open, and you can literally see a wolf picking its way around.
Every so often I'll just come and, like, shove my nose out a bit.
Like, it's clear where Kwame is.
Yeah, I think after initial few minutes, we probably follow in and start investigating too.
In which case, if you both want to give me investigation checks as well, that's fine.
Yeah, okay, I only got a 9.
What was that again?
Investigation.
Thank you. 13.
13?
3.
3. And what was your original
9.
Sign?
9.
Okay. It appears to have been a populated building. It has furniture. At what's left of the upper floors, you find what might have been a bed. There's no bed frame. It's a pile of furs. In fact, you notice that fur features heavily, but it's absolutely trashed by the elements. To all intents and purposes, it looks like it was plonked here
where,
like,
what
100 years
sort
ago.
Of animals are the furs from?
Mixed.
Okay.
They seem to be natural to the region, but again...
This region.
Yeah, this region that you have been come from. So, like, bear, wolf, rabbit, that kind of thing.
What is this? Is this a... It's a building out of time.
You also see... Did anyone roll in the teens?
Yes, 13.
13. So at the 13, you find kind of in a corner a shattered remnant of what looks to be a tablet. No, not a digital tablet. Mm-hmm. Like a stone tablet.
Yeah. Yep.
And it seems to have maybe some kind of cuneiform or something on it.
What? This is... Looks ancient?
Actually, it's more runes now you look at it. More runic. You don't recognise the alphabet.
No. See if I can slot it together to at least get some better...
I mean, it depends on the pieces.
In terms of size, it looks like to have been about the size of a laptop screen. A few pieces are just missing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get what I can and take a rubbing.
You can give me a fresh knowledge history with this additional info.
Do I get advantage?
No.
Well, I roll rubbish. That's an 11.
11? You would hazard a guess that it's not a case that you aren't remembering. You don't think you've ever seen this before.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Absence of knowledge is itself a bit of a discovery.
Of course.
It's not ringing any bells.
Okay. So, as I said, I'll take a rubbing of what I can collect into something cogent. I'll save this for later, but I don't... Do either of you recognise this language? It looks very old.
At which point there's a voice on the wind. Hello, report?
Yes, report. We have found an old building which has fallen
what?
From the... Which has...
What?
Which has fallen...
What?
Which has fallen from the sky.
I'm going to end the episode there.
Okay.
This is weird, Alex.
If I wing it, I can really go weird with it, huh?
I really like it.
Yeah, starting to feel vaguely Cthulhu, though, the longer
intriguing.
It runs, isn't it? Well, we will be returning next week with the... next episode, probably final. We'll see how it pans out.
Yeah.
But until then, I'd love to find out what other people.
A group of stoic Russian adventurers
as they investigate a large stone UFO. Apparently,
two Russians.
Two Russians. One who knows.
Yeah.
One Wolven.
Yes.
You're just a little family with your little dog, and you're just investigating. Someone wear a cravat, and someone lose your glasses.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Hit a microphone.
Excellent.
And sorry, then... it wasn't on. It's all good.
Oh, good. Right.
Just punch Bang. It. Punch it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.